If the Rambam says that Torah is only miskayim in someone who is mitzar gufo yitomid, v'lo yitin sheinus la'inov, aren't we supposed to eat three meals a day and come into Seder refreshed and not sleepy? This is a good shayla. Everyone has to know the madrega that he's holding on. What's roifin? For somebody to be perish more than yicholtai, and then he's gonna be angry and upset about everybody around him when somebody doesn't have the sipa karoi. So the end is what we would have to discuss over here is what's the madrega roi in this union of what the Rambam says being mitzah gufei. What's the madriga roi to a regular bintera bismaneinu? So the first thing is what's very important, and this is a big nafshi mina and a person's madriga. This child makes the point you have to come into Seder refreshed and not sleepy. That means that the person overeats, or he eats machon that will affect his Seder negatively. That's something that a regular bintera has to be nizrin. And if he's not, that means he's basically referencing a little bit with his limit. He knows that it's a psychiatria, that this, to come in after he's mourning and medushin and mephonic a little too much, it affects his concentration. Or whatever, even then it affects him in his gezunt and his inyan, he has to be takazor in that. And additionally, in unsere matzav today, what could be said for us, l'schus, is there's so much maisus around and so many thrills in all inyanim, befrat in yoni achila, that if a person is not being lord after them all day, that already is a pseshaychus to episode madrega. That already is a big sacrifice. And although it's not mamish, the madrega preaches that Rambam was talking about mitzara gufay, but it's something. So that madriga person should be shaykh to. He should be careful not to overdo it. If when he goes to the Chinese restaurant and he doesn't fill any duck sauce and any the black sauce, the soy sauce, and any chol poteo, and if he goes to his car and he realizes that he might have not taken an additional dipping that was offered there, and he'll run back in. That's a ribu of tanpuk. So in unser madrege, this is what's expected of us, to sort of be mamayit in a gewissimos, and certainly not to overeat, and even that it affects his limud. That's for sure. Let's say instead of eating the yeshiva, he'll go out and it'll take an hour and a half with the halicha of chazorah and the shehi over there. These are forms of sacrifice that is shaykh to every one of us in this inyan, and hopefully madam will shaykh to him, but the Layit and Shayna Lainov Bipashis Daflan means in Midlana. That's what it means, you know, Fi Unzer Madriga, where we're holding. But nobody should overdo it. It doesn't help to overdo it. When a person is Pairish, when he's not in the Madriga, he's already Pairish, he gets upset and angry and dissatisfied. That's just what happens to him. And that's how a person can know if he's Shaykh to it or not.